Hi, this is Sam, and welcome to the show. Coming up later on the show, the first quiz where you can win some prizes. Cool places for kids in the Bay Area. We'll talk about a book I just finished reading. And we've got a website now. All that and more on the SG Show.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the SG Show. We decided it was going to be called the SG Show, didn't we? Although somebody wrote in and said maybe the show should be called Monkey Bucket.
Really?
Yeah, somebody did.
Who?
Logan, your friend Logan. Monkey Bucket's pretty funny. Do you want to tell the story of
the story of
the Monkey Bucket?
Well, once at my baseball game, my dad was sort of coaching around and saying, okay, Sam, you go sit on the bucket. Because I was on, like, triple deck. I went over to the bucket, and just at that moment, I was thinking about monkeys. So, that's how the name Monkey Bucket came alive.
So that's the story of the Monkey Bucket. For other reasons, I guess, we're calling it the SG Show. As you talked about, we've got a new website, which people can go to and visit and see our old shows and also see links to places that we talk about on this show. So first of all, I wanted to thank Larry Zarella from Talkeetna, Alaska, for the use of his music on the show. If you've never heard of Larry Zarella, he's kind of a mix between James Taylor and, well, I don't know. He's got a unique sound all his own. He's very original, and you can listen to some of his songs at cdbaby.com. You're laughing. That's a real website. And you can order a CD if you like his music. I not only like Larry Zarella, I also like the CD Baby website. I wanted to read this to you because you'll get a kick out of it. I ordered Larry Zarella's CDs from CD Baby, and I got this message once they shipped it. It said, Dear Steve, thanks for your order with CD Baby. Your CDs have been gently taken from our CD Baby shelves with sterilized contamination-free gloves and placed onto a satin pillow. This is the real email that they sent me. A team of 50 employees inspected your CDs and polished them to make sure they were in the best possible condition before mailing. Our packing specialist from Japan lit a candle, and a hush fell over the crowd as he put your CDs into the finest gold-lined box that money can buy. We all had a wonderful celebration afterwards, and the whole party marched down the street to the post office, where the entire town of Portland waved bon voyage to your package on its way to you in our private CD Baby jet on this day.
Are you sure?
Yep. I hope you had a wonderful time shopping at CD Baby. We sure did. Your picture is on the wall as Customer of the Year. We're all exhausted, but can't wait for you to come back to cdbaby.com. Thank you once again, Derek Silvers, or Sivers, President CD Baby. Now, is that an email or what?
Oh my goodness. But, Dad, did you actually get it in that gold-lined box?
No. It was just in a regular container. But the email was so entertaining, I couldn't wait to order from them again, so I ordered some more Larry Zarella CDs. So we'll play some more Larry Zarella music on this show.
Okay.
And we'll play it on some future shows, too.
He's long gone to his rewards, but I can still recall the songs he sang. Heck, I even know most of his chords. So while I sit here on this roadside on the way to where I choose, I got his memories in my traveling bags. I got miles and miles on my shoes.
What did we have to talk about today?
Okay. You think we should do places for kids in the Bay Area or the quiz.
You have your quiz ready, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is the way the quiz is going to work. You've got a couple of questions, and is it open to anybody or just kids?
Everyone between 1 day old and 3,000,060 can play.
Okay, so anybody can play.
Uh-huh.
How do they enter? They're going to email us at steveandsam@gmail.com. They're going to email their answers to us there.
If they get the correct answers, we'll let them come over to our house and be on the show.
Wow, okay.
And maybe a little bit of a prize.
A little bit of a prize, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. So they can win some prizes and an appearance on our show, and at least we'll read their name on our next show if they win. Do you want to start with the questions?
Okay.
All right. Now, I haven't seen these questions, so can I play along, too? I won't say the answers, but...
I'll give you the answers, Dad.
Okay.
How many touchdowns did Jerry Rice score?
So, that's question number one. How many touchdowns did Jerry Rice score? Is that in his whole career?
I think so.
Because he played with the 49ers and with the Raiders.
I think so.
Okay. So, question one, how many touchdowns did Jerry Rice score?
Question two, what team in baseball has 26 World Series wins?
What team in baseball has 26 World Series wins? Well, I think I have an idea, but okay. What's question three?
Shabbat is what? This is a little bit hard for you. You have to go onto the internet. But people who are Jewish, of course, you know what this is.
Okay, so what is Shabbat? That's question number three.
Four. What does a poison sign look like?
A poison sign?
Draw it.
Draw a poison sign? Well, how are they going to draw if they're sending us an email? Can they just describe it?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so describe what a poison sign looks like. I don't know if I could describe it. I hope I'd recognize it if I saw it, though. Okay, what's question number five?
Does Dad always work on the computer? Dad knows the answer.
Does Dad always work on the computer? Okay, well...
That's the hardest question.
If you heard me talk about it last show, you know the answer. So those are the five questions. Go ahead and type the answers into an email message and send it to us at steveandsam@gmail.com. And if you get all five questions right, we'll read your name on the next show and we'll have some kind of prize for you.
What about for the people who miss a few?
I don't know. What do you want to do about
maybe
them?
Maybe I could draw a certificate and we could send it to them. And we could say, thank you for participating.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
All right, before we talk about cool places to go with kids in the Bay Area, and I've got three really cool places that are kind of spread out all over the Bay Area, so no matter where you live in the Bay Area, you'll have some place relatively close to go to. I wanted to talk about books. You had two things you wanted to talk about. One thing was a book review. And the other was you were going to do a little reading for us all.
Okay.
Of a poem that you picked out.
I have been reading Series of Unfortunate Events, number 2, The Reptile Room.
And what's that about?
It is about three children, Violet, you can call him Klaus. You can call him Klaus, that's his real name. I call him Claus.
Claus.
And Sunny. Sunny is an infant with four teeth. Klaus. Oh, Klaus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his age is, but he is very smart, reads a lot, and has glasses. Violet is an inventor and also has a ribbon on top of her head.
So what do you think of the book so far?
No, but there's... more of the telling, Dad.
Okay.
Well, then, in the second book, they go to a new guardian, Uncle Monty. real name, Montgomery Montgomery. He studies snakes.
He's a snakeologist?
He studies a lot of reptiles. They get to look at all of his animals until they meet the deadly viper. The deadly viper gets out of its cage and starts coiling itself around Sunny. Just when about all hope is lost, what do you think happened, Dad?
What happened?
I'm not saying it.
I don't know. Somebody came along and slayed the viper?
No. Actually, no. Sunny bit the viper, but really, then the viper just started to play with Sunny. He wasn't an incredibly deadly viper. Dr. Montgomery was the first person ever to discover the species, so he got to name it. He wanted to tell science people that it was very deadly. He would say all these things, and then he would let it escape. And then he would tell them that it wouldn't harm a fly. His aide, Stefano, came along. He was Count Olaf, the evil person, in this. He was trying to get a hold of the Baudelaire fortune. Then he killed Uncle Monty somehow, with making it look like it was a snake bite.
It sounds like this book is really involved. Is this a second book in... How many books are there?
11.
There are 11 books total.
I have 10 of them. The 11th is the new one.
Sounds like you're really enjoying reading this.
Uh-huh. But I'm sorry, but Lemony Snicket said, it's my duty to write down these unfortunate tales, but you can shut this book and go read something happy, if that's what you like.
Well, old Penn was a friend of mine. He used to sit down by the square. He was kind of a local monument. You know, you'd always find him there. He never caused anybody any trouble. The town folks just passed him by. And sometimes you'd see him laughing to himself. And sometimes you'd see him cry. Well, us kids, we used to go to him and we'd listen to his songs. Well, some of them were happy and some were just plain long. He used to pick them out on his old guitar that he won once when he'd been out at sea. And I can still remember all the words that old Penn used to say to me.
Okay, now would you like me to read the poem?
Yeah, what have you picked out for everybody today?
I have picked out from Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends. And the poem I have picked is Boa Constrictor. It is a very funny thing.
You liked that poem when you were a little kid.
Still do. Starting now. Oh, I'm being eaten by a boa constrictor, a boa constrictor, a boa constrictor. I'm being eaten by a boa constrictor, and I don't like it one bit. Well, what do you know? It's nibbling my toe. Oh, gee, it's up to my knee. Oh, my, it's up to my thigh. Oh, fiddle, it's up to my middle. Oh, heck, it's up to my neck. Oh, dread, it's...
You used to crack up all the time. When we would read that to you.
Should I read another one?
Sure.
One sister for sale, one sister for sale, one crying and spying, young sister for sale. Really, not kidding. So who'll start the bidding? Do I hear a dollar, a nickel, a penny? Oh, isn't there any one kid who would buy this old sister for sale, this crying and spying young sister for sale?
Now, you wouldn't write that about your own sister, would you?
No way. Oh, and sorry, but in the first one, my dad said that he was also Sarah's dad. That's my little sister. She can't really talk right now.
Right, she's only 10 months old.
A little bit more than 10 months old. So now it's your turn to do a lot of the talking.
Okay. I'll do some of the talking. One of the things people really liked in our last show that we heard was talking about fun things to do with families in the Bay Area and with kids. And so we did...
Excuse me, Dad?
Yes.
But also, Yaya just recommended when we were on the phone, maybe we should do summer camps too.
Okay. We can certainly talk about that. Yaya is your grandmother.
Yeah.
In case people don't know.
Uh-huh. Yaya is French for grandma.
Is it French?
I think.
I thought it was Greek.
I don't know.
One of those European languages.
Yeah.
She picked out that name for herself.
Been calling her that since I was a baby. Okay, now your turn to do all the talking.
All right. Oh, and we should talk a little bit about summer camp because you did something up at the family camp that we went to over Memorial Day that I wanted to play for everybody.
What?
It'll be a surprise.
We've got Sam up with Karen on deck, and the teens are on double deck.
I'm going to tell some jokes tonight. This penguin walks into a bar, and he tells the bartender, "Has my brother been in here?" And the bartender says, "No, what does he look like?" So a pig walks into a bar, and the bar, he says, "I'd like 6 glasses of water." And the and after he drinks, the bartender says, "Don't you have to go to the bathroom?" And then the pig says, "No, I'm the pig who went wee 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 all the way home." So this giraffe walks into a bar, and the bartender says, "Why the long face?"
So the first place I wanted to talk about was Coyote Point Museum for Environmental Education. That's at Coyote Point in San Mateo. So Coyote Point is this beautiful little park right on San Francisco Bay. It sticks out. It's kind of a rocky promontory surrounded by eucalyptus trees and pine trees. I can hear you yawning. So there's a museum at Coyote Point that contains 4 levels with interactive exhibits on different animal habitats.
Really?
Yeah, you've been there, haven't you?
Long time.
It was beautiful out there, though. We've had picnics, and there's a boat marina, and you can rent boats, I think. Kayaks? Go out on the bay. It's open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 12 to 5. It's closed Mondays. It's $6 for adults, $4 for seniors, $4 for students who are 13 through 17 years old. It's $2 for kids.
How much for adults?
It is $6. And it's free for under 3-year-olds.
So that would mean, that would take us $14.
That's right, for our family. Uh-huh. But it's free for everybody on the first Wednesday of the month. So if you go on the first Wednesday of the month, then you can get in for nothing. For more information, people can call 650-342-7755. So the next place is probably one of my favorite places to go in the Bay Area.
Tech Museum?
That's right, the Tech Museum of Innovation in San Jose. This is a really cool museum.
I knew it.
It's a really cool museum right in downtown San Jose. And they've got interactive exhibits on robots, computers, biotechnology, earthquakes.
Once they even did it about all this ooky stuff that happens inside your body. My favorite exhibit at that, remember?
Yeah. No, which one was it?
It was all that. I don't remember what it was called, but I shot these things into this gigantic nose. It was real, real creepy.
But fun, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the exhibits there are really cool.
Uh-huh.
They're huge and really well done. Uh-huh. There's cool do-it-yourself roller coaster where you can design your own roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
And they've got an IMAX theater there, too.
Yeah.
So you can see movies. It's open every day from 10 to 5.
Oh, and we didn't know that about the jeans. Not the jeans that you wear, but there's an activity about the jeans in your body. We made some jellyfish protein there. It's really, really, really fun. I think your child will really like it there. There anything else you have?
I wanted to tell people that admission for kids is $9.50. Kids 3 to 12 are $7, and seniors are $8. And there's an additional price for IMAX admission. So the third place I want to talk about is on the east side of the bay, and that's the Lawrence Hall of Science.
I just went there for my field trip.
Yeah, what did you think?
Well, it's going to be pretty good, and there's a new exhibit there. It's called Construction Junction. It's about all these constructing things. I saw it was like May 28th through September something or another, and that's a long ways away.
The hall is named after the atomic researcher Ernesto Lawrence.
I didn't know that.
Neither did I. He invented a machine called a cyclotron in 1929.
What's a cyclotron?
It's a machine that helps scientists study really small particles, and it's also used in the treatment of some diseases, like cancer.
So, like a microscope, a little bit?
It's a piece of scientific equipment, like a microscope. But they actually have a cyclotron on display at the Lawrence Hall of Science, so we'll have to check it out the next time we go there. Because I didn't realize that the guy who invented the cyclotron is the same man that the Lawrence Hall of Science is named after.
That's so cool.
Something new to check out. So it's open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Adults are $8.50. Students and seniors are $6.50. Children 3 to 4 are $4.50, and kids under 3 get in for free. For more information, you can call them at 510-642-5134.
Is that the end of our show?
Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about this week?
Just one thing, please. If you listen to our show, just send us something to the quiz. I hope you wrote it down.
And if you want to write to us for any reason, it doesn't have to be about the quiz, they can send us email at steveandsam@gmail.com. Or you can check out our brand new website. It's at sgshow.blogspot.com. So you type in http://sgshow.blogspot.com. And we'll have links to all the things we talked about on the show today. And you can listen to the last show we recorded on the website, too. So that's our show. So if you want to email us, send it to steveandsam@gmail.com. Thanks for the encouragement and the feedback, and thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
But please send us email. I'd like to know who our listeners are. Bye now.
Under a great big sky, yeah. Oh, yeah. Singing, I'm living in a great land, and you're living in a great land, and we're living in this great land together. Under a great big, I'm living in a great land, yeah. You're living in a great land, we're all living in this great land together, under a great big sky, under a great big sky, together here and together everywhere, oh.